listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll continue our coverage of the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida this weekend with reaction from Mark Pocan, the U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District.
First, images of desirable and acceptable body sizes and shapes fill TV screens, magazines, and movies. For the vast majority of us, there's no way that we will ever come close to, let alone live up to those ideals.
And while intellectually we may know that it's okay, the impact on our mental, physical, and sexual health can still be huge, at least according to some new research that shows that girls' self-esteem peaks when they are 9 years old, and more than 90% of girls aged 15 to 17 years old want to change at least one aspect of their physical appearance, with body weight ranking the highest.
Those negative feelings about their bodies can lead girls to unhealthy behaviors that can have a lasting impact. Our next guest is looking at whether the equation can be turned around. If by developing positive body image and body appreciation, girls' emotional and physical health can be improved. Virginia Ramsayer-Winter is an assistant professor and researcher in the School of Social Work at the University of Missouri. She studies body image in relation to women's physical, mental, and sexual health. Ginny, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where do women, young and older, get ideas about what their bodies should look like?
We are really surrounded by messages and images of an ideal body type that, as you mentioned, is unattainable for the majority of women. So parents, peers, and the media.
And so how do those internalized images play out in the physical health of girls and women?
In a number of ways. For example, those who have worse body image are less likely to get screened for cancer, less likely to seek preventative care. They may avoid the doctor to avoid being weighed or engage in unhealthy weight control behaviors, just as a few examples.
And are there also mental health implications?
Absolutely. Poor body image is related to depression, anxiety, and eating disorders.
And what about sexual health? Do we see a difference in at what age, for instance, girls become sexually active if they have a lower self-esteem and body image?
Sure. The relationship between body image and the age of onset of sexual intercourse is actually pretty mixed, and we don't have a good answer for that one. But body image is related to various other sexual behaviors, such as condom use and hormonal contraceptive use, amount and frequency of sex, etc.
So it sounds like maybe the girls who have a lower body image for themselves are maybe feeling less in power of their sexual expressions.
Yes, absolutely.
So you take a strengths-based approach to how expectations of appearance and body image can impact women. What exactly does that mean?
So positive body image is a distinct construct. It's not necessarily the inverse of negative body image. So just because a woman isn't dissatisfied with her body doesn't mean that she loves it and appreciates it and respects it. So we don't know for sure, even though negative body image is related to risky behaviors, we don't know for sure that positive body image is related to preventative behaviors or protective behaviors.
You use the term body appreciation in your work. Why do you use that term? What is it about appreciating our bodies that might give us a better overall image of ourselves?
Sure. I think that even if we are unhappy with our appearance in some way, we can still appreciate it. So, for example, if a woman is unhappy with the size of her stomach, she may still appreciate it because it was what allowed her to carry her child. Does that make sense?
It does. And do you think that it seems like in the last maybe decade or so, there's been more of an emphasis on helping women and girls feel good about being strong, that having muscles is a positive thing. Do you see that as one of the ways that maybe we can turn around some of those unattainable body images that we see?
Absolutely. And I think we just need to promote acceptance of all body sizes and types.
So if we're able to encourage that appreciation of what our body can do for us and how it can work for us, what impacts do you think we might be able to see if we're able to succeed in that?
That's a good question. And unfortunately, the majority of existing research in this area focuses on negative body image and risky behaviors. There's a growing body of literature that focuses more on positive body image, so it's still unclear But I would hypothesize that an improvement in health outcomes would be a result, and perhaps overall well-being. I think women spend a lot of their time thinking about and doing something about their appearance, and it would be a very freeing experience if women could put that energy elsewhere in their career, education, family.
And would those other aspects, you know, focusing on other accomplishments that are not necessarily tied so closely to our body, but our minds and our emotions and our ability to make life better for the people around us, might that also have some positive impact on physical and mental health?
Absolutely. Yes. That's a great point.
So have you or others been able to directly study the correlation between positive body image and good health? Or how would you study that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I've done some research on body appreciation and preventative sexual health behaviors and did find that women, it was a study of 18 to 25-year-old college women, and found that the women who had higher levels of body appreciation did engage in more preventive sexual health behaviors. So things like communicating with their partners about sexually transmitted infections before engaging in sex, using some sort of protection to prevent pregnancy if that wasn't what they wanted at the time, getting their vaccinations for human papillomavirus, those sorts of things.
And so we know that there are these unattainable images of what women look like and how they act in kind of the popular media. But maybe I just want to believe this, but it seems like, for instance, mothers or any adults around a young girl can really help shape how she sees herself and how she sees other girls and women.
Absolutely. And we need to take those roles really seriously because you're right. I think moms in particular, but also dads, can play a big role in girls' lives. When moms and dads are talking a lot and engaging in dieting behaviors, that sends a message to their children that their bodies are not okay. Or if they are trying to control their daughter's body size or suggesting that she go on diets, that can certainly send the wrong message to young girls.
It also seems just anecdotally that people are much more likely to compliment a little girl on being cute or, oh, you know, what beautiful hair you have, or, oh, give me a smile, or things like that, that really focus on the physical appearance. Are there some things that you can suggest that we should be saying to a young girl that will also boost her self-esteem, but not based on how she looks?
Absolutely. We need to be telling girls how strong they are, how smart they are, how they make good decisions, what a good friend they are, rather than focusing on those appearance-based aspects.
And as we wrap up, Ginny, what about those of us who are well removed from our childhoods or fully adults and have gotten those messages not just as we were young, but they've stayed with us as we've gotten older? Is there any hope for us to be able to turn around those ideas and those perceptions we have of ourselves and really start to appreciate our bodies?
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly it's not as easy because, as you said, we have been getting these messages for a long time. But there are several things that we can do ourselves. We can surround ourselves with peers and friends who don't engage in fat talk, for example. So when women say, does this make me look fat? Does this outfit look bad on me? Those sorts of things. And that may just require a conversation with a friend. You know, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't talk negatively about your body in front of me because that's something I'm trying to work on. We can also do that on social media. There are a lot of great folks on social media that are really promoting body positivity. So just when you get on Facebook, seeing your feed filled with positive messages about different body sizes, I think is helpful. But we also really need to address this at the policy level. I think that's what's really lacking. We tend to try to change body image at the individual level, but we need to see fewer of these ideal images around us, and I think that's going to take policy changes.
Well, Ginny, thanks so much for spending time with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Jimmy Ramsayer Winter. She is an assistant professor and researcher in the School of Social Work at the University of Missouri, where she studies body image in relation to women's physical, mental, and sexual health.